On Bentley University Week, there are many challenges for women in STEM fields. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Mateo Cruz, assistant professor of management, explores acute stereotype threat cues at the workplace.
Consider the following scenario. It is your first day on the job as a female math professor. En route to your first faculty meeting, a senior male colleague approaches you with a printed agenda and curtly instructs, make 20 copies and bring them to the meeting. Researchers characterize this scenario as an acute stereotype-threatening cue. Although the interaction is brief, it can heighten anxiety and deplete executive resources needed for optimal performance. Much is known about how individuals respond to acute stereotype threat in laboratory settings, yet far less about how people contend with stereotype threat on an ongoing basis. Our work, led by Dr. Karen Block at Columbia University, examines how women in STEM navigate careers infused with systemic stereotype threat, a chronic form of stereotype threat that exists in work environments that espouse meritocracy but implicitly signal racial or gender disparities are a result of group deficiencies, not institutional factors. While there are many cognitive and behavioral strategies women engage to mitigate threat, the strategies they choose cluster into three distinct response patterns. Each pattern is influenced by a woman's perception of threat and her goals for managing a threatened identity. There is no one right way to respond. Each pattern has associated costs and benefits. In an era with no shortage of advice about how women should navigate male-dominated careers, too often women are treated as a monolith. However, we know that not only do women respond to systemic stereotype threat differently, but their responses are influenced by both individual factors and the organizational context where they work. Thus, for STEM interventions to be effective, we need less focus on fixing the woman and more on fixing systems.
That was Mateo Cruz of Bentley University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.